Hey guys, this is Courtney Cole, and you're listening to the Love Freak Podcast. If you're loving this healing journey that we're on together through this podcast, be sure to check out my latest EP, Earthquake, which is all about my own personal healing journey that led me to doing this very podcast. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, or basically anywhere you love listening to music. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you're continuing to align with love and that you're creating some beautiful, beautiful things. Remember the passion you felt doing that particular thing you always loved to do when you were a kid? Whether it was to laugh or to love or to explore, to play or create. Those passions weren't just you being a kid. They were gifts of clarity. They're the desires of your heart authentically expressed. Hi, I'm Courtney Cole, and this is the Love Freak Podcast, where we remember who we really are and what we've come to this planet to create. It's here we make a choice, love or fear. It's here we choose to vibrationally realign ourselves with the truth of our essence, love, 528 hertz, the love frequency, which therefore allows us to realign with conscious healing, authenticity, and creativity. Don't freak out. This is your true nature. Hey guys, welcome to the Love Freak Podcast. I'm Courtney Cole, and I am really glad that you're tuning in today. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen and for showing up here in this space today. Something that's been on my mind a lot lately are the things that I have in my life that are keeping me disconnected from source energy and that divine creativity and inspiration. That could be people. But I'm more so talking about the things that we keep in our homes, like the cleaning products that we use, the things that we put into our body, like the foods we eat or the supplements that we take, or the skincare that we absorb into our skin. I mean, think about it. The things that we put into our bodies have a direct effect in how our body functions and ultimately where it vibrates in frequency. So like if you're eating a lot of low vibrational foods, like a lot of processed foods and such, your body is not only able to function well, but it doesn't feel good, right? And feeling good is something that is so important in staying in vibrational alignment. It's that 528 love frequency lifestyle that I talk about so often, and it's all about living in vibrational alignment in order to maximize your potential. So it's not just a mindset, like it truly is a lifestyle of making healthy, high vibrational choices that give us a more clear, direct channel with source energy where there's less noise and less static getting in the way. It's when you can unclog those channels, when they're not just bogged down with that toxicity and that fogginess. It's there that you can kind of have that, you're able to directly download information by being in that connectivity with the source. You're able to tap into a deeper understanding of yourself, of your divine knowing, your intuition. And to be able to access that divine inspiration and live from that most creative, authentic expression of all that you are in connection with the pure source of all creativity in this universe. We talked about Ayurveda and food with the amazing Julie Bernier. So today, I thought it'd be awesome to talk about skincare with the founder and CEO of one of my favorite companies right now, Primally Pure. Bethany McDaniel is joining us today to talk about all things healthy skin and how using products of integrity with less toxicity can improve our vitality in our everyday lives, our mental and our spiritual clarity, and our overall long-term health. So let's dive in.
Bethany, thank you so much for being here today. You're such a girl boss. It's so awesome to have you.
Oh, thank you so much, Courtney. It's so nice to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me on. And I'm just excited to chat with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you started this company with a little dream and now it is just totally flourishing. I use Primarily Pure and I'm totally obsessed with it. So I'm really excited to talk to you and hear about you and how it all began. So can you just kind of give us a little brief synopsis on your story and how Primarily Pure got started?
Sure. When you said little dream, like that couldn't have been more like true for me, because I didn't set out to grow a big business. I thought that Primarily Pure would always kind of be like a hobby and something that I did out of my house in my spare time for fun, because I loved to do it. And going back, like, I guess into junior high school, I had skin issues. I went the conventional route. I saw dermatologists and used like all the brands that you see in drugstores, and just never felt like those products really gave me like the long-term solution that I was looking for. And a lot of times they often would come with side effects, like unwanted side effects that, like, for example, I was prescribed antibiotics to treat my acne. And like, as a lot of people know now, like antibiotics really, disrupt your gut bacteria, which can end up making acne like even worse. So a lot of the things I was doing, I thought like I was doing them. You know, I trusted these medical professionals and I did these things, but ultimately they were just making the problem worse. So, it wasn't until several years later, I got married. My husband and his family were starting a regenerative pastured livestock farm. And we were just kind of all changing up our diets, eating more real foods. And when I did that, I noticed a big difference in the health of my skin, which always, I always knew like there had to be something that there had to be something like deeper at play than just like using a cream or taking a pill and like counting on that to kind of fix my problems. But I was told over and over again, like, no, this is just a genetic thing. Like there's nothing you can do. So when I changed my diet, I was like, yes, I knew it. Like I knew there was something that was playing into this. And that was kind of the first step for me. And then I started looking at the products I was using and just looking into some of the ingredients in the products I'd used my whole life. And deodorant was one that I was really surprised by, just how many toxic ingredients are in conventional deodorant.
So many. Insane.
So many. And aluminum probably being the worst. It's been linked to Alzheimer's disease and all kinds of health conditions that none of us want. And then just the problem of deodorant in general, like when you're using an antiperspirant, you're putting these toxic ingredients into your armpits, and you're also blocking your pores so that you can't sweat, which, I always thought was a good thing. Like I didn't want to sweat, but it's actually a really natural way that our bodies detox. And it's something that we don't want to get in the way of. So there's just so many problems with conventional deodorant. So that was kind of the first big product swap I made. I started using coconut oil and baking soda, just those two ingredients on myself. And I wanted my husband to start doing that. And he didn't want to like dip his finger in coconut oil and rub it on his armpit. And there were a whole lot of like natural options on the market then. I mean, there was Tom's, and I think like most people know Tom's doesn't really work. So
there
wasn't much. So I just kind of like took it upon myself to formulate a stick natural deodorant. And I worked on that for a few years. In the meantime, this farm that I mentioned was kind of picking up momentum. So the farm's in California. We were actually living in Arizona at the time. I had a full-time job working at the Special Olympics, and my husband was a high school teacher. But we were like going back and forth all the time for the farm, like driving back to California on weekends. And it got to the point where we kind of felt like we had to make a decision. Like, do we continue to go back and forth, or do we like quit our jobs and really really give this thing a shot. And so that's what we did. We quit our jobs. We moved in with his parents because that's where the farm was at the time. His sister and her husband and their son moved in. They had quit their jobs in Orange County and moved back to Temecula. His other sister quit her job in New York and moved in. So it was like all of us living in this tiny house.
Wow.
Just to get this farm off the ground. And meanwhile, I'm still making my skincare products. So like people are wanting to use the stove to like make dinner and I'm making deodorants and getting them out of the way.
Are you selling them at this time? Are you just experimenting?
Mostly just experimenting.
Okay.
And then, so I did that for almost 2 years. And then I started selling my products on the farm's website. And that was kind of at the end of the period where we were all like living at the farm together. And we actually secured more farmland. So my husband and I moved over to that space. We moved to a little farmhouse on that space. And that's where I really kind of got the business up and running. And yeah, that was 6 years ago. And then since then we've, the team's grown a lot, moved into like an office warehouse space nearby. We have a team of about 40 people now and have a spotter. Wow. And yeah, so
that's only it. Within a few years, really, though. I mean, like, that's pretty incredible that you were able to build that like you did. Like, truly so inspiring.
Like not what I ever expected, but
that's usually when the good stuff happens, though, right? When you least expect it. So was that process for you like a whole trial and error bit of just like, were you doing a lot of research and looking up like how to make natural deodorant or how to make natural skincare products and then just like doing your own flair, or where did that knowledge kind of come from?
Yeah, it was a lot of research and trial and error, kind of like you said. Initially research and then just kind of trying different formulas. I from the get-go, like I was just giving them to people to try. So one mistake I made in the beginning with the deodorant was I used like baking soda works really well at controlling odor, but it can also be really abrasive and harsh if you're using too much of it. And I didn't realize that yet. I just knew it worked to control odor. So I was putting so much baking soda in my deodorant. And like the first round of people that I gave samples to all came back with these gnarly rashes on their armpits, like so bad.
Oh, so I learned
that lesson quickly. But yeah, from the beginning, it was trial and error, but I was like bringing people into it from the beginning and just getting as much feedback as I could from like day one.
Yeah. And it shows, because I've tried a lot of different deodorants and I've really, really struggled with either rashes or it just like not smelling good. And so like just not, you know, just my body not taking it well or handling it well or whatever. But your products have been so good. Like they're it's so different than like anything else I've ever tried, especially the charcoal and the blue tansy. Those two in particular are like just unbelievable.
That's awesome. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I love it. So everybody who's listening right now needs to definitely try that for sure. But I just kind of want to talk about like products of integrity here for a second. Like I've been doing such a detox just even of my home in the last few months when it comes to like, I don't know, dish soaps or cleaning products or bath soaps. And it really did. It all started kind of with your company. A friend recommended your deodorant to me because I was trying so many. I like nothing was working. I just really wanted to kind of honor my body a little more. And I found your product. I loved it. And it kind of sent me on this spiral of wanting to kind of clean out my home. So I know that Primally Pure is like all about skincare, but I'm so curious to know what your home looks like. Do you apply kind of these same rules to your house? And if you do, like what kind of products do you love or what do you steer away from? Like what's your mentality around that?
Yeah, I love that question. it's such a process. It's like you kind of detox one area of your life, and then that inspires you to look at other areas. Totally. So like, yeah, it's such a journey and it's still ongoing for me, but I think like cleaning products do come pretty, for a lot of people, it's like their first, it's like their diet. And then it's like either the skincare products or the cleaning products, like one or the other. And then
yeah,
after you like conquer one area, it's like you move on to the other area.
That's me. That's yeah. My life.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Because you can't do everything at once. Like it's just
right.
It's impossible to do everything at once. But for cleaning products, I actually use, a company called Branch Basics. Have you heard of them?
No, but I'm writing it down right now. I'm like taking notes. I have a whole little notebook I'm taking from you right now. Branch Basics. No, I haven't heard of them. Tell me.
You would love them. And, their founders are amazing. They have like such an amazing story. They're great, great women out of, out of the, Texas area. Oh, and, cool. Their products are awesome. They sell a concentrate. So really like you just need the concentrate and they have bottles, like a bathroom bottle, an all-purpose bottle, a mirror bottle. And then you just fill it up at different concentrations with the concentrate. So it's super easy. Like I just keep all the, and they have glass bottles. So like you just keep the bottles and then you just like rebuy
the refill.
Yeah. And there's a laundry one. So it's like everything. You don't have to like buy all these separate cleaners. It does everything. It works great.
That's what I'm noticing actually about a lot of different companies. Like I love the Heal Earth brand, you know, that you can get kind of that like at like Whole Foods or like different places, but it's that concentrate where it's like, you can shower with it. You can clean with it. You can do your laundry with it. you can clean your stovetop. Like it's awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm noticing that's kind of like a thing. So you do use kind of more, products with integrity in those areas of your life. That's something that's important to you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think like there's only one product that I don't use that's not clean that I use. And that's, an eyebrow pencil. I can't find like a good one. I destroyed my eyebrows in high school.
Oh no.
And I never grew back. So I do use, like, I fill in my eyebrows a little bit and like, I can't find a natural one that works well. So,
oh, that's a bummer. I wish I could help you. I'm like, I'm so bad with makeup. I did switch to, a more, it's a vegan makeup, that Tarte brand.
Oh yeah.
That's the one I've been using. Cause that's the only one I like really know. I'm so bad when it comes to makeup. I don't wear a lot of it. Especially COVID time. Like,
yeah.
Super hard. I'm not going out too many places or seeing too many people. And when I do, I'm wearing a mask. So what's the point, right?
Exactly. But yeah, I think that's like the one thing, but otherwise, yes, I try like in every area of life to use super clean products.
Eating too, I'm sure. You said that that helped your face a lot too, when you were, your skin. Yeah, that's been a tough one for me too, is kind of sticking to the less processed stuff. Like I grew up in Louisiana and food is a big deal and a lot of processed food is a big deal. So I live in California now and kind of switching over into that area of my life has been a challenge because like I've taught my body to crave everything else. Sugars and the processed stuff. So it's just, it really is kind of like taking one area at a time because you are kind of used to these things. So skincare is a good place to start and Primally Pure is a good place to start. What are some of the benefits that you have noticed in your life for like, for kind of cleaning things out? Obviously there's like long-term health issues that can kind of creep in, but like, how do you see it affecting like everyday life, like overall vitality or function? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah. I mean, I think like energy levels are definitely better, like for me personally. And I think for a lot of people, when you're kind of watching what you're taking in with food and then also putting on your body, hormonal, like better hormonal balance, especially with like the products that we're using. I think there's a stat that the average woman applies 168 unique chemicals to her body every single day. And you know, those are chemicals that like haven't necessarily been tested. I mean, most of the chemicals that are in our products haven't been tested. And so like we're using these untested chemicals. We're not only using them individually, we're combining them with one another. So like, we don't know what they're doing to us on their own, let alone when we're like layering, you know, to all these different things onto ourselves. And
wow,
that's just like, that amount is not something that our bodies are meant to detox. So, you know, obviously our bodies are capable of detoxing, and we have different mechanisms of doing that. One of them being sweat. But it's like the more we're just slapping these products on, the higher our toxic load is going to be over time. And for most people, you know, at some point that kind of hits a threshold where the body will start to break down in some way, like whether that's autoimmune disease or cancer or, you know, any given thing, you know, we all kind of have a threshold. And so I just think like whether or not like we're even seeing like symptoms or anything serious in the moment, like it's always best just to keep that toxic load at a minimum, because there are so many things that we can't control or that we have very little control over, like the air we breathe and a lot of times our water source and things like that. So there are things that we can take into our hands and things that we have a say in, and the products we use are one of those things.
That's awesome. Cause it's like, yeah, our body already is on overload just by walking outside probably every day and breathing in, you know, the air and the stuff that's already there. And so after a while, your body does get tired and it starts to break down and kind of lose its functionality. So totally, absolutely. Like, obviously we can use products like this or choose different foods or whatever to protect and honor our body. But I'm also curious to know what you think about like the psychological and spiritual aspect of it all. I know that you're a spiritual girl too. But how do you think that kind of eliminating some of that toxicity kind of affects our connection with spirit or accessing that true alignment?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's huge also. And there's so many different components of health, like it's like, if any one of them's out of balance, like you're probably not going to be feeling as good as you could feel. So
sure.
If you're so like, strict about the foods and the products and all of that, but you're like out of alignment in another area, like with what you're talking about,
right.
You know, that'll still like affect you and get to you. And, so yeah, I think it's like, it's all so, so, so connected, and, you can't like favor one area over another. And we naturally do that, right? Like we'll dive into rabbit holes in different areas at different times in our life. And that's all fine and good. But I think like, it's important just to not neglect like any given area, or else we'll kind of exit that.
Absolutely. I'm a creative, like I'm a songwriter, and I mean, I create all the time, like whether it be songs or art or whatever. I just love to create. And so I talk about creative blocks a lot. And, you know, a lot of creativity to me is spiritual and being able to like keep a clear channel and keep all that open. And do you know about Ayurveda? Are you interested in like,
I'm not like, stuff? I would not consider myself like knowledgeable in it, but I know a little bit.
You know what it is kind of. Yeah. Okay. I love Ayurveda. I try to eat that way. I don't always do it. But it's just all about kind of keeping the body in balance and being able to access like true alignment. But they refer to like toxins in the body as ama. And while a lot of that's kind of related to like digestion and stuff, there's like a whole environmental aspect of it as well. You know, with like the things that we absorb in our bodies. And when you have ama in your system, your body doesn't function to its, you know, best capability. Like you said, you're kind of on that overload, like it clogs the channels, whether that be like sinus issues or congestion or like spiritual alignment or connection to that channel or being open to that intuition and to that creative ability. You have that fatigue and heaviness and stagnation and mental fog. And that reminds me of like all the things that I have when I'm blocked in my songwriting or I'm blocked trying to like express myself in some way. And so we talk about creativity a lot on this podcast and kind of aligning with that divine inspiration in order to be able to be like in true form and express ourselves that way. So I was kind of wondering how you feel about using these products, clearing the body of those toxins, and how it helps with fully tapping into kind of that potential or that creativity to be able to experience yourself with a little more clarity.
Yeah.
Into that intuition and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I love that. I've never like really thought about it that specifically, but it makes sense. I mean, there's so many, like our hormones are these like tiny like signals, and there's so many of those that are just signaling, you know, all the time in our body. And if we're using things that are disrupting that, like, yeah, that's going to create like congestion in our system. And if you're using products that are like supporting those signals and just, you know, like invigorating your senses and all that good stuff, like you're going to be more clear. And yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
You're like enhancing them in a way, you know what I mean? Like, and there's ways to balance and to keep everything in balance so that you do have like a more clear, like open channel. I don't know. I just thought that was really interesting. I love that. I love the idea of that. So I want to showcase a couple of your products. Like I want to talk about Primally Pure and some of your favorite products, why you love them and what's in them that you kind of feel like is different than some of the products that are out there right now. Cause you mentioned a lot like that the less ingredients, the better. I see that a lot on your website and stuff like that. So I would love to just kind of talk about like which ones you love and which ones, you know, are like the top sellers and kind of what's in them. And
Yeah, I'd love to. You mentioned something like about how we talk about less ingredients, and that is something that we really hammer home because, you know, the green beauty movement is definitely like a thing now. It's
right.
It's trending and it's like popular to come out with a product and say like made with coconut oil on the label. And then all the oftentimes you'll look at the ingredient list and it's like the last ingredient under 25 things that you can't pronounce. So that's why, like, rather than chasing this list of you know, made without parabens or made without sulfates, it's like there's so many things to avoid, and there's always going to be a growing number of things to avoid as people are creating more and more chemical ingredients. But it's like, rather than focusing on like what's not in a product, like we always encourage people to look at like what's actually in the product. Like look at the top first five ingredients. Are the first five ingredients, can you pronounce them? Like, do you know what they are? If so, that's a great sign. If not, there may be some greenwashing involved where the company is, you know, just putting like a few natural ingredients in the product so they can say that it has them, but really like they're not prominent ingredients in the product. So
that's good to know. Yeah,
little side note.
Yeah, that's really good to know.
But yeah, in terms of our product line, I've talked about our deodorant already. I love our deodorant. It's kind of like my baby. It's what led me to start Primally Pure, and it's still our like hero product. So our charcoal deodorant and our blue tansy deodorant are our best sellers.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Those are my two favorites.
I know. I remember you saying that.
Funny. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of what we're known for. But in addition to that, our cleansing oils are amazing. Have you tried those?
No, I have not tried the cleansing.
Oh, I'll have to send you some to try. Okay. Yeah, oil cleansing is amazing. It's one of the things that really helped me with my skin. And it's based on the principle that like dissolves like. So I know like I was tempted when I was struggling with acne to use really harsh cleansers that would strip my skin of its natural oil barrier, because that's what I thought my skin needed. Like, let's get rid of the oil, let's strip it off. But really, when you do that, your skin will react by overproducing oil to compensate for being like stripped of its natural protective barrier. So
interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. So a lot of times we think like, oh, we don't want to put more oil on our skin if we have oily skin, but actually by doing that, that oil is able to really dissolve like the grime, the buildup, the impurities that are in your pores in a way that like a harsh cleanser just can't do. So you're getting a really deep clean, but it's also not, you're not like hurting your skin in any way. You're not, you're not stripping the skin of its natural oil barrier. So you're left with just this really deep clean and also like really balanced, moisturized skin as a result. So oil cleansing is amazing. And we have three different cleansing oils, one for dry skin, one formulated for oily skin, and one that's formulated for more like normal or combination skin types.
Wow, that's awesome. I want to try that so bad. I need like a good cleansing. Like I don't really have, I use just like basic stuff. You know what I mean? Like I don't have anything that's really, I don't know if it's helping. I don't know if it's hurting. You know what I mean?
Your skin looks great. So I would say whatever you're doing is probably working, but
thank you.
It's like a really relaxing experience too. So I'm sure you'd enjoy it. It's kind of like a mini spa treatment. You like massage this oil into your face and then you wet a washcloth under warm water and then you kind of like gently rub off the oil and it feels really good.
Yeah. You know what else is also really refreshing that I love is there's two sprays. There's the complexion spray, the lavender one.
Nice.
And then the everything spray.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that. What's in that? The everything spray probably is like my second favorite right after the Blue Tansy deodorant.
That was actually the product I was going to mention next.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tell us about that. Cause
it's
amazing. Yeah. Everyone should have that.
It's great. That's one of our best sellers as well. And you can definitely use it as a toner. Like you mentioned, that's how I use it. I actually don't spray it on cause we when we ship it, it has like a normal cap. And then we also include a spray top just to give people options on how to use it. So I like to use it with an organic cotton round. I just kind of, dip it over and put some on the cotton and then I'll use it as a toner. It has apple cider vinegar. It has magnesium, which is really good for skin health. And most people are deficient in magnesium. It has tea tree oil, which is antibacterial. It has lavender, which is really soothing and just helpful for any like sensitive skin conditions. So it's an amazing product. I love using it as a toner. People also use it as like an underarm refresher throughout the day. If you just need to freshen up, you can give your armpits a spritz. After shaving, it's good for like spraying on sensitive areas like the armpits or the bikini line, just to prevent ingrown hairs. We've had people tell us that it works as a great like after sun spray, or sometimes people will put it on like bug bites or cuts, and I've had success with doing that. So yeah, so many different
literally ways. An everything spray. It's awesome. And it feels like, you know, I always did it too. Like I used the sprayer. I love the idea of using the cotton ball too. Like, I think that's a great idea. But like getting out of like a hot shower, feeling super refreshed, and then just spritzing that on your face and then going to bed, I'm like, I feel like I just went to the spa. Awesome.
Just wait till you get the cleansing oil. It's like all of it together is the best.
Okay. I'm getting some when I get off this. Like, totally. Yeah. That's so amazing.
I want to send you some to try.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. And so, when using these products, like we're obviously helping ourselves, but do you feel like it's also kind of healing and helping the earth as well?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think like a lot of the farms that we source from are regenerative farms. So they're farming in ways that are helpful for the earth. And also, you know, I think the earth has like a toxic load as well. And
100%.
It's like our bodies, I mean, different from our bodies, but similar in that way. And like the more chemicals that we're manufacturing and producing and all of that, I think like the worse it is for the planet. So,
absolutely. Gosh, yeah. You've created such a beautiful company from like just a truly honest, sincere passion of yours. And it's not only serving people, but it's serving the earth. And I just think that's amazing. I'm so curious, like, where do you get your inspiration?
Good question. I like to go on trips. I think of a lot of ideas when I'm out in new places, and especially in nature. I had one product idea when I was in Mexico one time. I was like sipping a mojito, which is like lime and mint. And I was like, oh my gosh, this would be so great for a product, like lime essential oil and peppermint essential oil. And that ended up being one of our beard oil scents. It has
no way.
It's like called Mojito, and it's made with lime and peppermint. So I don't know, just inspiration will usually hit like when I'm not trying to force it, and when I'm just kind of like living life and an idea just kind of comes to me.
Oh my gosh, that's a good word. Like, I feel like so many times we're like trying to force things, and we're trying to like make things fit into certain boxes or whatever, trying to make things work for ourselves or whatever. And it's just like, I really feel like true creativity comes when you find that flow. And then when you do, just kind of live the life and just gain the experience. Like, I think that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, for sure.
What is one thing, Bethany, closing all this out, what is one of the most important things you want the world to know?
I wish that, I guess it's what I wish I would have known when I was younger. And that's just that, like, rather than treating your skin as like something that's separate from your body and not connected with your body, and like looking at it from a really super clinical sciencey perspective of like, you know, using these chemicals or these lasers, not that I have some lasers I think are different than others, but, just rather than looking at the skin as this like totally separate mechanism, like, I wish that I had known, like, it's a part of your body. Like, by treating your body well, your skin will reflect that. And looking at it from that way is just a lot more productive, for the long-term health of your skin and for the immediate appearance of your skin as well. So like, I just want more people to kind of approach skincare from a holistic way. And while we sell products that are amazing, and those are a huge piece of it, kind of like what we talked about earlier with the food and just, you know, mentally, spiritually, all of that like plays a part in it. So what we're trying to do at Primally Pure is just really encourage people to kind of look at all of those elements when they're thinking about how to care for their skin, and not just kind of like slapping chemicals on their face and calling it a day.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So amazing. Where can people buy your products and find you online?
We are at primallypure.com, and you can subscribe to our newsletter there. We offer lots of great content to our subscribers, and also promos and fun things like that. And then on Instagram, we are at Primally Pure.
Awesome. Bethany, thank you so much for hopping on here today. It's truly been such an honor to be able to talk to you. So thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thanks, Courtney. This was fun.
As a thank you for listening today, Bethany and I want to offer you 10% off your first order at Primally Pure. So head over to primallypure.com and use my code PURECC10. Truly amazing products, you guys. So head on over there today and shop away.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Love Freak Podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe. You can also follow me on Instagram at @thelovefreak_. Don't forget, that's FREQ. Or to find out more information, you can go to www.thelovefreak.me. Look for a new episode every Tuesday.